Andrew Montgomery with us this morning. Andrew and I have known one another for over 15 years. He has traveled with me in over 23, 24 countries of the world those 15 years. He expresses himself by the way of apostolic ministry. He is the director of Acts Ministries, Ireland, AMI associate subsidiary there. He is an associate of AMI with me, with us as a people. He is also an associate pastor in Destination Church Belfast, of which the pastor will be here this coming Sunday as well. And he has a message for us this morning. Shall we welcome him, please? Thank you. Thank you. Good.
Are we good?
We're good.
So, last week I decided to check the weather in Phoenix because it was 23 degrees Fahrenheit in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Now, we're an island. We constantly have wind. It's very cold. After we have our trip here, we're going to Chicago for 2 days. So I thought I would check Phoenix, and I thought I would check Chicago. So the weather in Phoenix was a lovely 75 degrees. And the weather in Chicago was -3. So I would like to say, as someone who, you know, yesterday it said in the car that it was 81 degrees. Now, to give you an example, an appreciation of where we come from, we can literally count the number of days in the year where we might possibly hit over 77 degrees. So I'm standing outside the car yesterday and going, God is good. God is so, so good. First time I ever came to Phoenix, which was in 2005, I thought it was wrong. I thought, what is going on with the world that you can be standing in the middle of January with blue skies and it's perfect weather? But that's just the weather. What I want to really communicate, because we come from a very changeable weather, what I want to communicate is just how deeply we appreciate not just the weather in Phoenix, but the people of Phoenix. How you have loved us, supported us, prayed for us, hugged us to death when we come in through the door, let us come back year after year after year. The influence that you have, maybe unknown to the people in Ireland and the different nations in the world, is absolutely profound. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Right. So this time last year, I couldn't be here because this time last year, we were having the first Sunday morning church lunch of Destination Church Belfast. Yeah. Amen. And I know you're wanting to hear all about it. So I'm not going to tell you a single thing. You want to know about Destination Church Belfast, what we've been about, what's been going on, you need to come back next week. I tell people back home that next Sunday is called International Super Sunday. Why is it called International Super Sunday? It's called International Super Sunday because it's international, it's on a Sunday, and it's absolutely super. So if you're here today and you're going, what's that all about? Come next Sunday. Bring your friends, bring anybody who's living and breathing that you know, and we have the most remarkable, amazing, profound time. Okay, so today I am going to share with you my prophetic sense for 2018. So to start off, what is the prophetic? And for some, this will be very obvious because you're a community that is seeking to hear God, but as we are often informed by Dennis, we want to over-communicate. We do not want to assume or presume. So John Wimber said that the prophetic is the supernatural ability to speak the mind of God by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So it's to us and through us, as was demonstrated at the prophetic time at the end of our worship, which was absolutely wonderful. Good morning, Marty. Never got to give you a hug at the start of this morning. So why should we be after a prophetic sense of anything? What's the point of that? Well, it's a biblical command, and we at DCP seek to be a prophetic community. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. If I had a tattoo, I'm never going to have a tattoo. There's no point. I'm just way too hairy. But if I did have a tattoo, it would be John 5:19. John 5:19 in the message says, I am telling you this straight. The Son can't independently do a thing, only what the Father, he sees the Father doing. What the Father does, the Son does. The Father loves the Son and includes him in everything he is doing. We want to be about what the Father's about. We want to be about what the Son's about, what the Spirit's about. We want to know, what are you doing? And as part of God's sovereign plan for us to know, Amos 3:7 says, surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to servants, the prophets. So we embrace the supernatural reality that the New Testament Holy Spirit dispensation is that we expect to hear what God's doing. His heart for us, his heart for our community. Peter stands up in Acts 2. He says, this is that, and quotes Joel, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in these days, and they will prophesy. He goes on preaching, and the people are cut and to their hearts, and say, what must we do to be saved? And in verse 38, he says, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and to your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord will call. So from that day on, it's dot, dot, dot. The Holy Spirit dispensation is to us. We get to hear, we get to know, we get a sense of what 2018 is all about. And if you're not, if you're going, I've never really thought of doing that. Well, why not? You have the Holy Spirit. If you know the Lord Jesus and you've received the Holy Spirit, you know what do you have plans for me this year? Is there a sense of what you might want me to be about or going after? Ask the question. We want to know, and he wants to tell us. So 2018 is the year of opportunity. The year of opportunity. So the dictionary defines an opportunity as a time or set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. In the thesaurus, it says a chance, a good time, an occasion, a moment, favorable, appropriate, opportune, or suitable. Time, occasion, or moment. An opening, an option, a window of opportunity. Biblical example of opportunity. Matthew 14:22-33. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because of the wind that was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you in the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You have little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Peter was motivated by his desire to be with Jesus. Tell me to come. His objective desire to be with Jesus blinded him from the risks and the dangers of the circumstances. What was he thinking? He was a professional fisherman. He knows that if you step out of the boat, you would sink like a brick. What was he doing? What was he thinking? What were his friends in the boat thinking, letting him step out of the boat onto the water? What was going on? He was going after Jesus. Jesus called him to be with him. Come. He says, come. He says, come. He says, come. And we follow him and we find ourselves stepping out onto the hard water, stepping out and doing the impossible. The phrase walking in water now in our language means doing the impossible. And despite Peter's infamous fall and denial, his life was marked by and manifested the fruit of being with Jesus. He was a John 15:5 man. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And appearing before the Jewish high court with the threat of death, torture, and imprisonment, it says in Acts 4:13, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that they had been with Jesus. Anyone feeling ordinary in here? Anyone feeling a bit unschooled regarding how to walk in water? This is the year of opportunity. This is the year of opportunity. So what is the application for the year of opportunity? Number one, we must fix our eyes on Jesus. What is he doing? What's the Father doing? What's Jesus doing? What's the Spirit doing? Get the tattoo. John 5:19. We want to know what he's doing. I don't know whether this phrase translates, but they had this phrase back home. Better looking at it than looking for it. You heard that one? So if you're looking for to do a job and you're looking for tools, better to have the tools in front of you rather than go, oh, right, need to go down to the local Home Depot store and get a tool. You have it before you. We want Jesus before us. We want to know. We want to know. I mean, we want to really know. We don't want to have our WWJD bracelet on going, okay, I'm in this situation. So what would Jesus do? Well, Jesus wouldn't be standing here asking this question. He wouldn't have got himself into this situation. And if we knew him, I mean, if we really knew him, we wouldn't have made that wrong choice. And then started to look at our bracelet and try and work out what Jesus would do. If we knew Jesus, if we really knew Jesus, we would make the right choice. In the Bible, it uses the word no, in Hebrew, it's yada. In Greek, it's gnosko. And the word no, I mean really no, the definition of that would be to know, especially through personal experience, first-hand acquaintance, experientially know, an intimate relational knowledge of someone or thing, as in sexual intimacy. So Genesis 4, verse 1, it says, Adam knew Eve. I want us. You own it. You know it. Be still and know, yada, that I am God. You want to know? You want to know God? You'll be still. You want to be still? You get to know God. Then you will know, gnosko, the truth, and the truth will set you free. And we know, we can look in the mirror and go, I know that verse, yes, yes, yes. If I had said, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you, you'll answer it. But do we really know it? Does it really flow through the veins of our spirit, pump from our heart of our spirit? We know. I know that he's never going to leave me. I know that. I have no idea what the circumstances are, or what's going on, but I know that. We've got to fix our eyes on Jesus. Two, we've got to step out of the boat. We got to step out of the boat. I don't want to step out of the boat. We have to step out of the boat. We must respond to his invitation to come. And what is our boat? Our boat is what is familiar. Our boat, even if it's rocking about in the storm, well, I've got my hands either side. I'm okay. It's pretty miserable here. Yeah. It's pretty scary here, but I'm just holding on to the boat. I'm not going to step out. Good biblical example of that is in Numbers 11, 4-6. So the people of Israel have had the 10 plagues. They've had the freedom from the superpower of the day. God has systematically taken apart the superpower of the day, brought it to its knees. They plundered the Egyptians as they've left. They've been led by day by a pillar of cloud. They've been led by night by a pillar of fire. They've had the sea miraculously part before them. They walked through on dry land, got to the other side, and watched the army of the superpower of the day get wiped out as the sides of the Red Sea come back together again. And yet, when they get manna from heaven, every morning there's fresh bread or substance that manages to feed us and sustain us. Every day they complain. It says the rabble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, if only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumbers.
Wow.
Melons. Leeks. Onions and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna. Now, they didn't want to go back to captivity. They didn't really want to go back to captivity, but what they wanted was the familiar. I want the cucumber and I want the leeks because I know what they are. That's that boat. That boat I understand. That boat I'm familiar with. I don't particularly like it, but I'm familiar with it. We've got to step out of the boat. We've got to fix our eyes in Jesus. Three, we have to embrace the negative reality, regardless of the cost and circumstances. But it's choppy. The waves are coming. The wind's blowing. I'm a professional fisherman. I should know better. Embrace the negative reality. He says, come. He's my master. I'm going to come. I'm going to step out of the boat. I'm going to walk on the water. He probably didn't even think about walking on the water. He thought about, he's told me to come, and I'm coming to the response to his invitation. When I asked him to come, he said, come. You, me, we are in situations where we're going, oh, Lord, come into my situation. Come, just tell me to come, and I'll come to you, whatever the circumstances are. And then he says, come, and it's, and then we need to step out of the boat. We need to embrace the negative reality that we don't get to know what that's going to necessarily look like or be like. We've got to trust him. We've got to look to him. We've got to go after him. And number four, really important. This is the biggie. We've got to lay hold of the opportunity with both hands. Now, as I was preparing this message and the sense, the word, which I know has been shared a number of times, even over the last number of years it's been shared, the Greek word kata lambano. Kata. Try say kata. Say lambano. Okay, so kata in Greek means coming downward. Lambano means to take or seize something. And in Greek, they paint a word picture. And the word picture is to get or obtain, to grab hold of, to seize, to wrestle, to pull down, and to finally make a desired object your very own. So I'm taking a couple of chances here. I'm going to talk about cowboys. I know, sorry. So I'm a little kid, I'm watching the black and white, because it rains a lot in Ireland, I'm watching the black and white movies on Saturday morning, and they're, you know, it's hot, and they're rounding up the cattle, and then it's time to bring down a calf. So they get the lasso out, and the lasso it, and they bring it to them, and they bring it down, and they tie the feet, and they get it down there, they burn it. Cattle lambano. I'm taking a bigger risk now. It's the divisional championships. It's four and goal. There's 10 seconds on the clock. It's third down. You're down 4 points. It's really tense. The offensive guard moves. There's a yellow flag. There's a 10-yard penalty. Fourth down. 5 seconds on the clock. For the divisional championships. Hup! Covered. There's a slot. The wide receiver dies at full length. He gets it. Will he survive contact? He hits the ground. He holds on to it. It's a win! Campano! Because it's an opportunity. And by definition, the opportunity will close. The 5 seconds will run down. The game is over. Oh, we were so close. When he says come, we have to catalog. There needs to be an intensity. There needs to be an urgency. We need to run the opportunity and run it. We need to get hold of it. So, what will laying hold of the opportunity produce in 2018? I got all excited there. I need a drink of water. Okay. Number one. Okay, so prophetic sense. Okay? How do we respond to prophetic sense? We embrace it with faith, integrity, and obedience. Kata lambano. You receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. Matthew 10:41. Well, what does that mean? That means I stand here because of a prophetic word from a prophet. DCB exists in Belfast because of a prophetic word. We lay hold of it. Oh, man. Like in this country, with these people, with this religious culture all around us, we lay hold of it. We lay hold of it. We walk on water. I started to talk about DCB. Ooh, have to come back next week. So, number one, it's an invitation to be a year of greater intimacy. As we seek to him to call us, as Peter did, so we will hear his call to come. So will we submit to that invitation to come with our spirit, with our soul, and with our body? Well, what does that mean? That means maybe just switching off the TV. That means rather than the first thing you do in the morning is pick up your phone and swipe and do all those things you do with your fingers to make the thing go bigger and smaller. And maybe you don't do that. Maybe you spend a little bit of time connecting in greater intimacy. Maybe you receive the prophetic invitation for what that will bring, and maybe you catalambano your days to get into greater intimacy. And it's not about legalism, it's not about duty, it's not about obligation, it's about love, it's about relationship. I had this lovely vision when in and around giving this message of standing out in the water. I am embracing Jesus Christ on the water. I can sort of, over his shoulder, see the waves and the wind, but under my feet, it's like rock. Solid. It's just going to be all right. I don't know how it's going to be all right, but it's going to be all right. Why is it going to be all right? Because I am with him, and I'm with him. It's going to be all right. And the reason why we need that greater intimacy is that we don't fall foul, as Peter did, to letting the circumstances overwhelm him, let doubt come in. So we respond in our spirit to his spirit, and the closer we are in the relationship, the more we know that it's going to be all right. Now, there's some of us here who would freely admit they have a bit of a relational disconnect at this moment in time, for whatever the circumstances or whatever the journey. And the reason why you have a relational disconnect is because you are not connecting. Get connected. Carolambano. Pursue intimacy. Second, an invitation to be a year of greater direction. So in Jeremiah 29, 12 to 14, it says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." When you catalambano, you get it. And as a result of getting that, then the preceding verses of that piece of scripture, verses 10 and 11 and 12, it says that as we, if we know his plans, then we'll know his plans that we have a future and that we have a hope. We get to know, we get to see, we get to have direction on what it's all about. So as I had that vision in the embrace, then I had another vision shortly after that in which I was standing in the water. There were still the waves and the wind, but I had my back into his and he was holding me tight. But I could see what was going on. I was able to see and appreciate what was going on. That's what we get when we pursue intimacy. We get to know him. We get to know it's going to be all right. And as a result of that, then we get the vision to see and we get greater direction. So somehow, for some of us, as we're trying to get through this year where there seem to be obstacles or doors or even mountains that are in our way, we'll get to see there's a way. And we cattle and battle that, and we go through that. A chink in the light, yeah, let's go for that. And we lay hold of that, and we find that we get into a new place of expansion, a new place of breadth and width that we had never appreciated that we could have got to from the situation in our boat that was rocking back and forth in this storm and these circumstances and these just overwhelming situations. There will be an opportunity for us to find a way in 2018. That may involve change that's both physical and geographical. There'll be an opportunity for greater direction in spiritual, employment, and business matters. Aha moments. Right. I got it. I see. Oh, we do this. Boom. Catalambano. Suddenly something opens up. I'm not a morning person. I am. But somebody might go, I'm not a morning person. I'm just going to make sure that my day is finished at whatever time, and I'm going to spend half an hour quality time. I'm going to seize that. Catalambano. And with that, there comes balance, there comes life, there comes connection, there comes direction. Three, an invitation to be a year of breakthrough, embracing the negative reality of our lives. Now, I am not talking about New Year's resolutions. I'm talking about destination disciples that are after the destination, Jesus Christ, and are on a process to get to that Jesus, that destination, Jesus Christ. As it says in Ephesians 4:11, that we will have knowledge and unity in the faith so that we will be mature, attaining the full measure of the fullness of Jesus Christ. We're on that journey and on that destination, the spiritual wholeness and spiritual fullness. John Piper, well-known writer, wrote a piece in the internet blog, something, found it on the 172nd birthday of Dwight L. Moody. And he says, "Today is Dwight L. Moody's birthday, the man who, according to Christian history, without higher education, founded three schools, without theological training, reshaped Victorian Christianity, without radio or television, reached 100 million people." That's water walking right there. "In honor of the Christ who saved him and the Spirit who empowered him, here is his testimony of a mighty work of God in his life. In the summer of 1871, two women of Dwight L. Moody's congregation felt an unusual burden to pray for him. that the Lord would give him the baptism of the Holy Ghost and of fire. Moody would see them praying at the front of the church, and he was irritated. But soon he gave in, and in September he began to pray with him every Friday afternoon. He felt like his ministry was becoming a sounding brass with little power. On the 24th of November, 1871, Moody's church building was destroyed in the Great Chicago Fire. He went to New York to seek financial help. Day and night he would walk the streets, desperate for the touch of God's power in his life. Then suddenly, and he writes, D.L. Moody, one day in the city of New York, oh, what a day. I cannot describe it. I seldom refer to it. It is almost too sacred an experience to name. I can only say that God revealed himself to me, and I had such an experience of his love that I had to ask him to stay his hand. I went to preaching again. The sermons were not different. I did not present any new truths, and yet hundreds were converted. I would not be placed back where I was before that blessed experience if you should give me all the world. It would be small dust in the balance. Now, people, this is the invitation. The invitation, 2018, is for you to not tell the Lord to stay his hand, to let have an experience of his love that is so profound and so deep that you are changed, forever changed. So that stuff, you know that stuff. You know that stuff. You know that stuff from the past. The stuff that's here today. The stuff that directs us into the future. You know that stuff. Grab hold of his hand as he grabs hold of us and let him change you and transform you. So that stuff is stuff in the past. In the past, gone, forever gone. Especially if you're someone who has been indifferent to your stuff. Well, that's what it is. That's my experience. 2018, get it done. The invitation is you can get it done. You grab him, he grabs you. You wrestle. He wrestles you. He pulls that stuff off you. He brings healing to that stuff that has plagued you, caused you to limp and drag yourself through today's into tomorrow's. You have the opportunity to lay hold of something profound. What is the thing that is profound? It's the invitation. It's what the Lord's doing. It's the invitation for change. It's the invitation for catalambano. And you can go at the end of the year, touchdown, got it done, finished it. It was in the past, and I pursue him more and more and more. An invitation for greater intimacy, an invitation for greater direction, an invitation for a year of breakthrough, and in all that, a year, an invitation for great moments. Great moments. I mean great moments because there have been opportunities presented to walk on the water, to do things that you never thought you could do before. DCP, this place is an opportunity for new strategies, new opportunities in ministry to appear, new players to come. Where did they come from? What happened to them? They catalambano 2018. And they're a prophetic machine. They're leading people to Christ. What's going on? They got a hook in their jaw for the truth that has set them free because they have gone after intimacy. They've got themselves some direction, some call, some destiny in life. They are laying hold of that, and they are changed. They are changed. Would you like to embrace 2018? Would you like to get on to the year of catalambano? The year where you have grabbed hold of 2018, his invitation for greater intimacy, his invitation for greater direction, his invitation for breakthrough, his invitation for great moments. Please stand with me. If you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ, And he's touching you now. He's convicting you now that you need to grab hold of him because he's grabbing hold of you. Embrace the invitation for life in all its fullness. If you can answer yes to that, I would encourage you at the time of response to come forward. Do you want a breakthrough? And God to grab hold of you. I mean, really grab hold of you and not stay his hand. Really deal with your stuff in 2018. Do you want more ability to grab hold? A greater grip, greater faith, greater passion for what's on offer? If that's you, please respond. Do you want a greater hunger and thirst to be a walking water destination disciple? Not for yourself, but for the Lord, his kingdom, and the advancement of his kingdom here, near, and far. Please come, respond.